Hello and welcome to the Thursday, March 5th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storms and Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The Sands Security Awareness Newsletter is out for March and this time talking about online gaming and safety issues associated with that. Great for your internal awareness program. The newsletter is free. You're also to hand off to relatives and such. The target audience here is less technical people, so probably not so much for the core audience of this podcast. And a couple days ago, I talked about router vulnerabilities that did also affect D-Link routers, but at the time, D-Link didn't even acknowledge the problem yet. Now, D-Link changed their stance on this, and there is now an advisory from D-Link regarding this vulnerability, and they promise that they're working on a patch, and it should be available shortly. So if you are seeing a patch for your D-Link router, please apply it. But then again, I mentioned before that probably what you want to do first is make sure that the router is not accessible from the outside. While this is not a perfect fix, it does probably prevent 80 to 90% of the attacks. And if you own a GoPro video camera, it's possible that your Wi-Fi password got uploaded to the cloud and is available for everybody to download. The way this works is that if you reset the settings for this camera, it does upload all the settings to GoPro's cloud servers, and then it returns a link to your configuration file. Turns out that the configuration file is not really access controlled. There is only a simple 9-digit number that, of course, can easily be brute forced. And as part of this configuration file, you also have items like your Wi-Fi password being saved to the cloud. The person that noticed it did notify GoPro, and GoPro states that they fixed the problem. However, in a comment to the blog that describes this particular vulnerability, a reader states that they are still able to access at least some files using this particular URL scheme or something very similar to that. It appears to be depending a little bit on what version of camera you own. And if you are running MongoDB, which is a very popular recently database alternative for modern web applications, you may be tempted to install a PHP frontend in order to make it easier to manage MongoDB. Turns out there is an exploit available for sale, cost you $3,000 to actually run remote code execution on this particular tool, PHP MoAdmin. There are alternative tools out there other than PHP MoAdmin. PHP MoAdmin may be more popular than others because it's a very similar but also quite security buggy tool, PHP MyAdmin for MySQL available. At this point, I don't see a patch available for this problem. There was an older remote code execution vulnerability in PHP MoAdmin that has been fixed a couple years ago, so not sure if this particular exploit still attempts to exploit this old vulnerability. But overall, these tools, I mentioned PHP MyAdmin, PHP MoAdmin, have a history of security vulnerabilities. If you have to run a tool like this, then please don't just rely on the authentication provided by the tool. Instead, set up digest authentication, which is pretty straightforward, pretty simple to do, as an additional layer of security to protect these tools from their own bugs. The link I'll be providing in the show notes will link to the older remote code execution flaw, which was trivial to exploit. So that should make it pretty easy to check yourself whether or not your version of PHP MoAdmin is vulnerable. Then I haven't talked about credit card breaches in a while, but just as a reminder that they're still out there, the latest victim appears to be the Mandarin Oriental hotel chain. So if you stayed at one of their hotels, pretty pricey hotels, then your credit card may have been compromised. We had a number of hospitality chains that got compromised. Their credit cards got leaked either from, for example, hotel registration systems, the point of sale systems there, or point of sale systems in places like gift stores and restaurants within hotels. In part, this, of course, due to the fairly complex and open networks that these hotels run, and security sometimes takes the back seat here to convenience and availability. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.